Chicago's home for sports is in your home through your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa or Google to play ESPN Chicago.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Hope you're having a good Tuesday. We introduced a brand new contest. We're trying to have fun with all of our fans out there, engage, give great stuff away. We are offering up in the brand new Waddle and Sylvie Talent Contest a $150 gift card to RPM Italian, a $50 gift card to Hooters, and a priceless basketball signed by Hall of Famer Charles Barkley. It's a heck of a prize
package. Yeah.
Good prize package. The way we're doing
this. Nice package, fellas. Good work.
You're saying, well, you guys are radio. How can we do a talent contest on the radio? We're asking you
to me.
We're asking you to film a video, even though we're on radio. We'll share it with our social media following on ESPN Chicago on the Instagram page and also on Twitter. And if you're not following us on Instagram, do yourself a favor. There's lots of great stuff going on there. Lots of great lists, lots of great Chicago stuff. Everything to keep up on contests and things from your favorite shows here. So it's ESPN underscore Chicago on Instagram. We're asking everyone to use the hashtag, whether it's on the gram or whether it's on Twitter, to hashtag a video of you or your family or someone doing something that you deem a talent. It's open-ended, right, Waddle?
Yes, it is.
Can you give us some examples?
I want to see you juggle something wearing nothing but a French maid's outfit.
What, you were the one who just said you don't want
that's
like,
clothing.
Nudity.
That's clothing.
It is, but what,
clothing.
What makes it you more talented wearing the French maid's outfit as opposed to jeans and a shirt?
I would say just your humility that you'd be willing to put on a French maid's outfit and then go juggling. No, in all seriousness, it can be anything. You could be playing a guitar. You could be sitting at a piano singing to us. You could, you know, get out in your driveway and show me some fantastic dunk.
You know what we haven't brought up? Because Meller, Abdallah, and me have been blown away recently by some good magic at,
ooh,
like, Swift
nice.
And Sons.
Yeah.
So, like, put on a magic show. Show us a trick. Different stuff.
I like that.
I think there are so many things you can go in. A lot of people, the reason we came up with this is a lot of people said, look, with the quarantine shelter in place and no sports, can we do an emergency Waddle and Sylvie parody song contest? It's not the holiday season, but we can do this now here in the spring. And we said, well, let's not repeat what we do. But it is open-ended if you deem yourself able to sing a song or give us a parody song and perform it. That's cool, too.
That's a talent.
If you have five kids, do the starting lineup for the 1996 Chicago Bulls.
Listen, we don't want anyone to get hurt here. We want everyone to do things in a reasonable, respectful, and, you know, understandable way. I'm not going to tell you not to attempt something that would be really cool to watch, but just
like
be careful.
Do you want skateboard tricks? Are you saying no skateboard tricks?
I think
or wear a helmet if you perform skateboard tricks?
Yes, wear a helmet and elbow pads and knee pads. You took, when you said the old Jackass movies, you took me down a road that I hadn't been down in a long time and makes me giggle.
It's one of my favorites.
So, yeah, like golf cart, you know, jumping off ramps and stuff. Don't get hurt. That's all I'm saying. Don't get hurt.
Those movies got it done for me no matter how high the sequel number was.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, my wife would come in and she watched the first couple. She goes, that's funny. And then the next couple, and she'd be like, it's the same thing over and over again. I know, and it's great.
But it's so great.
It's great.
So that's our contest. Again, the important part here is using the hashtag W&S talent for Waddle and Sylvie talent. W&S talent. Use that hashtag. You can do it on both. Instagram and Twitter. You got to have the video accompanied by it. I guess there is no time limit. But again, we don't want to sit through like these 2 minutes of nothing.
I got something. I got a request. Italian opera. Sing me Italian opera.
Isn't your niece an opera singer?
She is. She was. She went to school and she was. It's funny you remember that. That's very, very well done by you. She studied and was an accomplished opera singer. And decided after like 7 years of doing it that she wasn't interested in doing it anymore and decided to go in to a different walk of life. So, but she, yes, she was a, what would you, no, I wouldn't say it's classically, she was like a, she went to school for it. So she was, I don't know how you describe it.
You were about trained. To say what, classically trained musician?
Yes, that's what like I was going to say, or professionally singer. Trained.
Yeah. So this is the poll question, Waddle.
Which scares the hell out of all of us Waddles because none of us can carry a note. And, like, the fact that she can do it. And, like, if you
like
hear
your brother,
her,
this is your brother's daughter. She cannot sing. He cannot sing.
He can't. No, he can't carry a tune. But the funny thing is like, if you hear her sing pop music, like Taylor Swift, you'd be like, oh, my God, that's awful. But when she sings
that's
opera,
not nice.
No. I'm just saying, like, she's got a voice like the rest of us singing pop music. But when she goes into classical opera, it's like something you've never seen before.
Isn't that what happened at the Catalina wine mixer?
Yes, that's exactly correct. I think that movie was made after her, you know, her problem was singing pop music versus singing classical opera.
Yeah. Phone number to reach us, 312-332-3776. We've talked a little about, and Jesse's going to join us here in a bit, about the Major League Baseball. And a plan would be, maybe using the term plan loosely, because I still don't think there are real plans, Waddle. I mean, they're looking ahead, they're speculating, and they're trying to come up with solutions in the weird world that we're dealing with.
Yeah, I don't think that these would be considered hardcore, you know, set in stone plans, but they're starting to plan for, maybe that's the better way to say it, trying to plan for a potential return to the diamond sooner rather than later.
And Jeff Passan's headline on ESPN.com read, sources, MLB union focused on plan that could allow season to start as early as May in Arizona. I think the May thing is the thing that has a lot of people skeptical.
Well, was he also referencing not that legitimate games would start then, but that would be when they got back to like spring training in a sense, right?
Yes, like, the May return date for the plan depends on a number of concerns being allied, and some officials believe a June opening day could be more realistic. I'll tell you again, I'll do handsprings, maybe even literally. I can't do a handspring.
I was going to say, you realize how difficult that could be.
I'll do a cartwheel again. If they have opening day by July 1st.
Really?
By July 1st. If we have real baseball, games that count on July 1st, we're sitting here in April.
Yeah.
I'll be cartwheel happy.
So you'll do cartwheels?
I don't know how far I could do it these days.
About I'd make you I'd put $20 down on the July 1st. I'll say that there will be.
And I'd be happily paying you $20.
Okay, so we have a bet?
Yes.
We have a bet? Okay.
This is like a hedge, too, where if you're right, I will have no problem paying you $20.
Okay.
But I'm still skeptical that
July 1st, right?
That a July 1st real date to start is.
Now, why? I've made the amount $20, which tells you that I don't have I don't think it's a lock, but I do. I'm going to go with the optimistic approach here.
And then the other part of this is no fans. This is getting them in one city. This is them thinking about using the greater Phoenix area. They have ballparks all over that metro area: Scottsdale, Phoenix, Mesa,
spring training,
Glendale.
Place.
Yes, and then they have the big ballpark, Chase, that has the dome. So you could put everyone in all of these facilities, have games there. They would keep everyone basically quarantined in like this bubble city at specific hotels that are not open except to these teams, correct?
Yes. Now, one thing that we had not talked about, but you would be probably more up to speed with than us because you're the mayor of Scottsdale, is that the temperature in Arizona, in that area, in the heart of the summer, can be a bit overwhelming, correct?
I think like the normal high in July is like 105, 110. Yeah.
So it would be difficult to get that accomplished.
I've never been there then, but the people who, when I tell them that I eventually want to move there, they say, well, what are you going to do in the summer?
Right.
A lot of people who live there say their summers are as tough as our winters. Now, they don't have to have problems driving because of snow,
right.
But they say it is that unbearable, maybe even more so, to just go outside.
Now, you were saying earlier as well, one of the things that we did not talk about was that most people don't think that are not on board with this, right? Isn't that what you
said?
Yeah,
so
earlier?
Here's the poll results, and it's early. We have still a little less than 2,000 votes. You can vote on my Twitter page, at Waddle and Sylvie. It's brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers through thick and thin. Toyota is with you like they've always been. Only four, I phrased it this way, is Major League Baseball's plan of playing games in Arizona as a bubble city feasible? Only 42.4% say yes.
A lot of doctors out there, huh?
57.6% say no, not feasible. Because then you're asking, not only are you trying to keep the virus out, you're asking all of these players, and I could hear a lot of people playing the world's smallest violin for them, but a lot of these players then would go without seeing anybody but their teammates for 4 months. Like, they couldn't live with their family, couldn't live with their wives, could not live with their kids.
Yeah, tell that to the folks that actually are serving in the armed services.
It's a good point, too, and who are not making $20 million to do it.
Now, again, I mean, this is everybody's free choice. So, you know, so, like, they chose to do that as baseball players are doing what they're doing. But, you know, I mean, there and that's an extreme example. There are other people, like I told you earlier, where I know a family here in my community where the family lives here because there's three young kids that are ingrained in the community, and the father got a good job in Boston, so he commutes every, you know, he leaves for Boston every Sunday afternoon, comes back Thursday late at night. So, I mean, there are people that for work-related reasons...
make sacrifices.
...do make these sacrifices.
Yeah. Here's Tim Anderson. Cap asked him today. Check it out on ESPN Chicago. Someone, one of my buddies just said, hey, I got to get you on a better service here. What he was listening online and it wasn't working for him. He said, what's your app? Our app is so simple and it's easy to find.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
On the Apple Store or Google Play. It's ESPN Chicago. That's all you need to know. And it is so easy to navigate for podcasts and listening live.
One button.
It's basic and it gets the job done. So check that out. Download that right now, the ESPN Chicago app. You could hear the whole Tim Anderson interview there. Cap asked him, how do you feel about the proposal where you'd have to be away from your family for so long?
That may be tough to be away from my family, but I can't accept the fact that, you know, they got to eat. So I'm down for whatever to feed my family.
So there you go, you know.
Listen, and I think a lot of people or a lot of guys would feel the same way. This is a job. And it's a well-paying job for a lot of these guys, but it is. These are, you can't play baseball and make millions of dollars for an indefinite period of time. You have a window. The window's larger from a physical standpoint than it is in maybe in football and hockey, but there is a window. And I think these guys, and for good reason, they were interested in maximizing the return on their skill. And I see a lot of guys that would, I think you would see a ton of people that would be willing to make that sacrifice that they could get back to doing A, what they've loved, and B, what pays them handsomely and allows them to live the life they want.
All right, how do you feel about Waddle and I and my bet, 312-332-3776? Which side would you take? Major League Baseball starting real games by July 1st. I mean, again,
some shape or form. It doesn't matter, you know, how many. There could be nobody in the stands.
Right. Real games, not exhibition games.
Right. A minor league facility.
Right. 312-332-3776. Which side are you taking? Do you believe something like this is feasible? And if you're a player, are you like, hey, I'm making $25 million. I'll do whatever. Or are you hesitant to leave your family? We'll get all of your phone calls coming up. And Jesse Rogers, who talked to a few different Major League Baseball players, who gave them a variety of answers. Jesse will join us next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Your guys, aren't they, Waddle? This is Van Halen, isn't it?
This is Van Halen, but this is this is Sammy Hagar, Van Halen.
It's, I know,
Van
you
Hagar.
Like, right, you like
Yeah, I like Sammy Hagar. I mean, I thought the second edition of Van Halen was still good, but the original was the original. You remember the video with David Lee Roth swinging through the air, going back and forth?
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, of course. That was great. I still like. I don't like hate any of the Van Halen stuff.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
All right. Jesse Rogers has been over this story, too. I read his story, and he talked to some veteran players, and, like, I think there's a range of emotion here on whether or not players would be in favor of being away from their families and secluded for 3 to 4 months where they can only, they have really no access to the outside world as far as person to person. They would be amongst all the baseball players. And Jesse talked to some of them, and he joins us right now. Hi, Jesse.
Afternoon, boys. What's going on?
How are you and the family?
Good, good. We're hanging in there. You know, I have a little older kids, kind of like Tommy, and the e-learning has actually been good, and I haven't had to hold their hand through it all. You know what I mean? They've actually just gone on their what do they call it? It's their personal laptops, but there's some name they use for it, whatever, but that the school hands out. And things have gone well in that department. I've played way too much Battleship, though. I'm done. No more games. Scrabble's been, you know, I've been schooled by my kids in Scrabble, so I got to step away from the table.
No binge watching television?
Yes, I'm trying to force them to watch television. That's a good point, but they're TV'd out a little bit.
I mean, what are you binge watching?
Oh, I watched Ozark. We watched Ozark season 3. What else?
Thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up. It's getting a little ridiculous, but
don't give anything away.
Oh, come on, Jess.
Well, I mean, that's what those shows are about. Tiger King, we watched, of course.
That you're talking about ridiculous. Now, you could have used the word ridiculous for that one.
Yes, ridiculous as well. So those are a couple. Then we just got Hulu as well during the shutdown. So I've been watching a little bit of Hulu. Oh, Becoming Bond on Hulu was like a cool documentary about the guy that did the one, George Lazenby, did the one movie as Bond. So some TV, some games.
You saw one of the original heroines from Bond passed away, right? I'm afraid I can't say her name because I'll get yelled at, but you know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, and that movie, that was just on. I actually recorded it, Goldfinger, I think.
Yes.
It was just on.
Well done.
So I recorded that. So, yeah, TV, games, and some e-learning for the kids. But today, of course, finally can get outside a little bit, so that's nice.
Yes. All right, so are you a believer that this is feasible? And I'm not just talking about a May Day. Let's scrap the day. Let's even say, like, Waddle and I were putting the over-under at July 1st. Is this a feasible idea? You get them in one city, you get them in a headquarters, you keep them away from anybody, and no crowds, and you have a baseball season.
The answer is yes, and it's because of a lot of things you guys talked about. There really isn't another alternative. I was about to say another great alternative, not that this is a great one. But, Tommy, I think you hit the nail on the head early in the show. You've got to go down these paths, as crazy as they sound. Otherwise, there's nothing. There's nothing. We're not playing in front of mass gatherings. Stadiums are not going to be full this summer. That has become obvious. So once you start with that notion, you got to start thinking about other things. Okay, let's eliminate travel. Okay, let's put everybody in Arizona. Now let's see how we can do this in a safe manner, and they're starting to talk about it. I think, you know, it was interesting. Early in the show, I heard you guys talking. I wanted to pick up the phone right there, but then, Sylvie, you brought it up just last segment. This is not a plan. This is just an idea. That's all that is right now. I talked to someone from the PA this morning. He said, and I think that if you talk to MLB, they think they're probably in the bottom of the first inning on this plan, on this idea. The PA is in the top of the first inning. They just got word of this yesterday, but neither side is very far along on this. And so there's so many layers to it. What also is fueling it, and I heard, you know, from what Jeff Passan has said and what I've learned as well, is the medical people have signed off on it contingent on, and I was about to say X, Y, and Z happening. It's more like A, B, C, D, E. There's so many boxes that need to be checked, but everybody's on the right side of this thing, meaning they all want it to happen. It's not like the medical people are pushing back against it. They're on board if all these other things can be taken care of, starting with, of course, some sort of quarantine, biosphere, whatever you want to call it, which certainly seems far-fetched. But I guess if you start to, you know, go down that road and start checking boxes, hotel personnel and all these things, well, at the end of the day, everyone's going to get a paycheck out of this. first and foremost, the players, obviously, and that would be the driving force more than anything, including the hotel people and everybody else.
Jess, what, from the people you talk to, what is the biggest stumbling block or the biggest concern, maybe the better way to describe it from a player's perspective? Is it the fear factor, or is it being isolated from your families for an extended period of time?
Definitely the isolation with from your families. And I think I got all different answers today, right? People that think it's completely insane, but of course we have no details yet. That would be your initial reaction anyway. Other people on board, I tweeted one out from a player, hey, I'd play at a high school field right now, you know? So all a full range of answers and emotions today, Tommy, I think players will get there.
I agree with you, Jess. Think about this too. Like, look, we're later in life. I'm 53. Sylvie's, you know, 47?
48.
Jess, where are you
51.
At?
51.
51. Okay. So we're all where we are at. Do you remember where we were at, all of us, when we were 22, 23, 24, 25? I mean, so you almost, like, I look at life sometimes from my own perspective, but then I have to take a step back, Jess, and say, okay, how am I projecting these guys are looking at it from a 24-year-old's perspective?
Well, one thing is, with the short careers, they want to get a paycheck. Let's face it, this isn't about competition. This isn't about holding up a trophy at the end of the year. This is about getting your paycheck and being healthy. And I haven't heard much concern about the health angle. They're young, like you just said. But being away from their families is an issue. I even talked to a couple wives today, but nobody said no. Nobody said outright no. We have to discuss it. We need to hear the details. I think to get that paycheck, they'll get there. But there was some trepidation, no doubt about it, you know, in terms of the sequestered nature of it all and everything like that. But I think players will get there. Now, the interesting thing, and I think Nightingale wrote it today, is do they get their full paychecks? If they're willing to go there, be sequestered, go hotel, ballpark for 4.5 months, do they get their full paycheck? And would they do it for less? And I don't know if they would do it for much less. It's and good, I'm not sure the owners would pay full because there's no gate revenue, obviously. And there's so many other question marks. I mean, if the Yankees are starting a game at 10 o'clock Eastern time, because you can't start much past, you know, much before 6 or 7 because of the heat out there, what's that ad revenue going to look like? Will teams split up all the local ad money? I doubt that. I think, you know, the Cubs will want to keep theirs. The Yankees will want to keep theirs. So there are so many questions to be answered, little and big, that I don't think anybody's completely on board now, but I think everybody's intrigued.
Here's one. Let's just say, and let's use Chris Bryant as an example. I'm not saying he would do this. But let's say Chris Bryant, who is his wife still expecting? Have they delivered the first child yet?
About 3 days. The due date's, I think, the 9th or 10th.
Okay, there you go. So they're expecting their first child. And Chris is like, are you kidding me?
Right.
I'm not leaving my kid, my newborn, to go and be in a city for 4 months without seeing them. So what I'm going to do is, fine, you don't want to pay me. I'm staying home. I'm not doing this. Waddle and I were discussing a guy like that. They said if there was no season, it wouldn't matter. He would still get a year's service time. Does Chris Bryant lose out on the chance on the service time because he chose to sit out, or a player does?
I honestly don't think we'll see that, but I guess if one player does it, it'll be news. He would not get the service time. You have to play if the league is playing to get the service
time. That's what I said, yes.
Yeah.
Especially if there are games. It's one thing if there are no games and then it's not your fault. But if you choose to not go along with whatever program it is because it's going to hurt, it's not going to be easy, but this is your profession, then you should not gain from sitting out.
Yeah, and Tommy, you said it earlier on the show. I mean, there's no perfect answer here. Everyone's going to have to sacrifice a little bit. And if you're going to make close to, you know, not $18 million, whatever the number is going to be, look, the baby's going to be born possibly this weekend, right? Or in the coming days. He's going to get a full month with the baby he probably wouldn't have had if the season was ongoing, right? He'd have days here and there, and then he'd be on a road trip. And he's had time, now granted, not with the baby, but with his wife, certainly, during this last month of pregnancy. So you have to look at the positives in a sense. Like, he's getting time now that he might not get. And look, he might say, Jesse, too bad, I'm staying home. I have no idea. And I get what you're saying, Sylvie, but there's no perfect answer here.
Right.
And if players want to get paid, and I know they do, this is as close as you might get to it. And I still think, you know, I would still put it as a long shot at this point, without further details, you know, and those are to come. The key is the medical people, and that's why the news of the day really is what you guys, I think, said. It's the fact that the month of May was brought up. That's the news of the day. If they just said we might start in Phoenix at some point, well, that just add that to the list of ideas that we've already heard about these over the last month. But the fact that they brought up May, that came down, I believe, or not came down from, but was included by the medical advice that you could do this as soon as a month from now, maybe after the country peaks, and you come up with these ways to quarantine and get the game on the field and figure out all the details. But that's where that came from. And so, yeah, baseball perked up. That means more games. That means more money. And here's the other thing Manfred really wants to do is lead the sports world in this cat. He really wants to show the country baseball will bring us back, you know, sort of thing. You can believe in baseball, and he really wants that to happen if it can.
Listen, May could be, you know, the last few days of May. So, I mean, it sure could. I mean, when you say May, it doesn't necessarily mean May 1st. They could be talking May 30th, and that would still be.
And that could be start of spring training.
Sure,
you know, they have
right
to train for a couple, 3 weeks, and you start the season in June.
Listen,
so those are possibilities, but it's still just an idea, not a plan just yet.
There's no doubt. And none of this is going to be easy. None of this is going to be comfortable. I mean, like in our own lives, when are you guys going to feel comfortable traveling and getting on an airplane? Well, if you can't tell me that you're willing to get on an airplane until when? I mean, the point is that at some point we're all going to have to make decisions about
getting back to real life.
And what risks you're willing to take. And of course, we'll follow the medical professionals' advice. But are you saying to me now, like, you're not, no way am I getting on an airplane until sometime in 2021?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, ESPN, I mean, I'm a beat reporter, right? I'd probably have to be there. I don't think ESPN's going to force me to go to Arizona if I'm not comfortable with whatever the setup is. I mean, what if they say, no, we're not quarantining the media. You're on your own.
Jesse, my point is I don't think there's any easy answer here because you could get to February of next year doing something and somebody still may test positive for the coronavirus. Are you going to shut the country down again? I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. This is still such, you know, an influx situation. I don't know that anyone can you know, commit to anything certain at this point.
Yeah, I think if you think we're going back to our normal lives, that's going to happen, if it ever does, the day they make a vaccine. That's the first day you can think, and maybe even a treatment, but mostly a vaccine, because nobody wants to get sick and then have to deal with it. The day they get the vaccine is maybe the day we can be normal again. Until then, I'm envisioning, you know, if a restaurant opens up, it's half capacity, tables aren't next to each other. I mean, I think that's the way the world's going to be for a little bit if we open back up. And that obviously includes keeping people out of stadiums because that's just not a necessary thing to have. You can make money without players, fans in the stadium. You just can't make as much.
All right, Jesse, we'll give you Meller's cell phone number so you guys can talk off the air. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
There you go. That's an inside joke. All right, some fun stuff to bring up coming up next. We'll talk about our contest as we've continued to do, and I've got some fun stuff to bring to your attention. It's all next.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
No losers here. Everyone's going to be a winner if you enter our contest, the brand new Waddle and Sylvie talent show. We're giving away a great prize. It is called the Waddle and Sylvie Talent Contest. Use the hashtag W&S Talent.
Hey, listen, if we weren't in this social distancing mode, maybe we would put on a talent show.
We could do that too. We could all put in an entry. I think we should do that. All of us should do an entry.
Okay, you know what? I think that's a great idea. I think all four of us should come up with something that we think is a unique talent and tape ourselves doing it and send it in.
Is Waddle going to put a spoon on his nose?
Maybe I'll put spoons on my nose and my ears and juggle at the same time.
That is good. That's good.
I'm very good at spending money on Jordans.
very good at.
I can play the hell out of quarters
television
too.
Shows.
I can put a quarter in a glass filled with beer better than anyone you know.
You are good at the drinking games.
Yeah.
What about you, Meller? Good at putting your kids through a.
Yes, yes. Nobody scolds their kids for not giving efforts, full maximum effort like me.
He's good at yelling at children.
So whatever you think is something that's talented that you or your family members can do, send us your video. You be the stars here. You can go viral with us. Waddle and Sylvie, we've got a $150 gift card on the line to RPM Italian, a $50 gift card to Hooters, and a Charles Barkley autographed basketball.
And we're the judges, right? The four of us?
I don't know how this is working. That I don't know. Are we the judges?
We're all judges, here. We're all judges here.
Okay, so I mean...
Judge everything, so...
I can honestly tell you that if you can do something that's not only impressive but weird, you're probably going to get extra credit for
me. I think there's going to be weird. I think someone's going to win who is both talented and weird. If you know the show, that I think describes the show too. Maybe less talent, more weird, but I think it's a good mixture. Mark in Lake Forest, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Marky.
Hey, what's up, boys? I'll make this quick. Lots to unpack here. First, Sylvie and boys, Kyle Calder really appreciated the reminiscing last week. I spoke to him over the weekend. Two, Sylvie, I'll maybe re-up my game after hearing all the rules of the program and send you a better video.
I got to tell you, Mark, I did not hit play. When someone sends me a video that I still don't know well...
Well, wait a second. What'd you do?
He sent me a video, and I wasn't going to hit play. My phone was going to explode.
Yeah, it was. With disaster. Anyway, so... Third, I'm an infectious disease expert, subject matter expert, published lecturer. I got a lot of things I could give you on Jesse's perspective, but I was just calling to tell you guys that what I've been doing is going through my high school yearbooks and finding all those inscriptions, you know, like the last day of school when people write stuff in your book, and just reconnecting with folks. And I just think the world needs more of that at this point in time. And that's what I actually called in to talk about. Then I heard Jesse while I was on wait, and I was like, wow, I got some perspectives on that. That's for sure. So that's all I want to share with you guys.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it.
Anytime, boys.
There you go. There's Mark.
Well, he would have his perspective on what was he? I wasn't following that as closely as
I thought he was going to talk about infectious diseases, right. But then he talked about the yearbook stuff.
Okay.
And Kyle
connecting
Calder.
With your,
like, yeah. Quite frankly, I was interested to hear about the infectious disease information.
We've met Mark. Do you know Mark? Mark is
was
the
he
guy.
At the golf tournament?
Yes, yes. Okay, he was, yes. At, the, he was yeah. At the golf tournament.
Yeah, I sat next to him for a while.
You did? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He's an infectious disease guy.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a is he a doctor or did he?
I don't
say
know.
An
I
expert?
Thought he was in a different profession than that.
Well, I'm not sure. Okay. We could have him call back if you'd like.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's great.
Did you see this too, Waddle? For the first time ever, the Chicago Animal Shelter.
I saw that. Yeah, that's great.
Says all dogs have been adopted.
That's fantastic.
That at this particular one, and I'm sure there are other places because there are different affiliations. With everything, but at this particular one, all dogs were adopted. I had one thought about this, and this is great. I think it's fantastic. I think if there's ever a time where you can house train a dog, where you can, you know, get a dog used to its environment, it's because too often people get a dog and then they leave it all day at home.
They don't know what to do.
And they don't have anyone to walk the dog, and the dog can't learn. Like, now we're all at home and we can teach and train dogs. Now is a good time. Here's my question, though.
Yes.
Are there going to be people who bite off more than they can chew?
I said this. It's so funny you mentioned this. I said this at the break, and I was talking to Meller about it, and I said, I just hope that when we get through this, people still are on board with nurturing, you know, these animals. I think it's a great point.
That's right, because they always say around the holidays, right, or birthdays, like holidays, I think it is, where a lot of dogs get adopted. And why are these dogs always available to begin with? Because a family who thinks it's a good match turns out that it's not a good match, or they thought owning a dog was cool, but they didn't realize how much work it is. When you have a dog, it is work, and it is expensive, and
it's all that stuff.
It will pay off 50-fold. Don't get me wrong.
My dog is part of my family.
Yes.
You're right. I mean, like, I pay for insurance for her. She has special food because she had bladder stones, which was a surgery. Like, my dog needs attention, and if you're not willing or don't have the capacity to give the dog attention, then you're not doing the dog any favors.
Right. So that's what I was worried about, too, by reading this story. I think it's good, but I know there are going to be a lot of new dog owners here. Because we all need...
That's a great point.
But I want to make sure people know what they're getting into here. So yeah. then when this is all over, then all of a sudden our adoption agencies are filled again.
Right.
With even more dogs.
I'd say the same thing for all of you getting busy at home right now. I think that's great. Populating the country, I think it's fantastic. Having children, the greatest thing that ever happened to me in this world. But if you're not ready for it...
Oh, yeah, use a condom.
Yeah. Amen, bro.
Well, I mean...
Amen. Or whatever,
yeah, right.
whatever you're talking, whatever it is, whatever
you're... This is good life lessons. We should do this, right? Like every week where we come up with the biggest life lessons we've learned during this.
Yes, like I get it. Like Dr. Oz, that's great advice. You know what? Go home, get all that tension out, do whatever you... But if you ain't ready for a child, don't think all of a sudden, oh, this is going to be fun, this is going to be cool, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Are you ever really ready, though?
No, you're not. That's why I'm saying just make
but
sure that
you've got to be 100%
yes.
in. You just
yes.
can't think, well, hey, wow, well, you know
wouldn't
what?
It be cool if?
Yes.
Give me another shot of that stuff. And, you know, next thing you know, you're hammered, you're pregnant, you're not ready to be a parent, and it's not a good situation for everyone. Like, again, I know people don't want to hear life lessons
from
us.
What else are we going to do? All the bars are closed.
Right. So the same point that Sylvie makes about the dog, that I'm 100% co-signing that, I would just extend that piece of advice for reproducing humans.
I kind of like sitting at home and having a weird sleep schedule. Let's have a baby.
Yeah. Let's do this right now. What is, like, the advice that started coming out right at the beginning? No handshakes. Don't touch your face. Wash your hands. As you've been thinking at home with your quarantine brain, what is the best advice you can give today?
Keep your wing ding packed away unless you're ready for a child.
It could be anything from our listeners right now. Who's got the best piece of advice? It could be deep or it could be as simple as anything we've ever heard. Should we do this? Do you think we'll get some good calls on this, guys?
No, but it'll be funny
calls. You don't
think
we'll get any?
No, we'll get calls. But
and
we'll
Mark
get...
called back, too.
We should, oh, go, well, we'll check back in with him in a minute. What is your piece of advice today? Your wife is probably tired of you talking to her the whole day, too. You've probably told her this little piece of advice, like, over and over and over the last few days. You've got a new audience with us.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. Let's play this game. The best piece of advice I could give you is blank. You fill it in next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Like the one thing, we've learned through this, too, we were talking about, don't just have a baby to have a baby. Don't just adopt a dog to adopt a dog.
I think that's sound advice.
Don't, I found out the hard way. We talked about it in Crosstalk. Don't leave your Amazon account unprotected from your child because all it takes is a swipe. And they're so good with the codes now, too. Like, they know all the passwords. They're 5 and 4. My 4-year-old knows the passwords on how to get on stuff. But we have it protected on the iPads that they use. But the other day, my son, Mason, my oldest, had was using my phone. I think his burnt out. So I gave him my phone, and he ordered Lego, not one, but 2 Lego roller coasters that were $1,000.
Why are Lego roller coasters $1,000?
The big sets, they're pricey.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Have electronics involved, too, don't they?
Yes.
Where it actually goes.
So he knew exactly what he was doing.
He denied it. And his big thing these days is I forgot. All the little kids play the I forgot game?
So do I. I'm a big kid.
You got to hold them accountable. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's another piece of advice. Never leave your Amazon account unprotected with the kids. These are the pieces of advice that we're looking for. Waddle would give you a piece of advice about running outdoors for the first time when you haven't run outdoors in weeks.
Don't do it. Unless you want to pop a calf. That's my new fantasy team, my fantasy football team name, Papa Calf.
Don't pop a calf.
Like, I've gotten up to go to the bathroom several times and to fill my wine glass, and I can barely get down the hall.
Where are you talking about today? Where you? Yeah. How many wine glass?
I'm on second one.
You're in your second glass of wine. Very good.
Listen, it's almost six. Come on.
So great doing the show from home.
It is.
You've loved to learn. You've learned to love it, right?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
The best part about the 5 o'clock hour with Waddle at home now is that all our jokes get funnier. And it's not because they're better jokes.
Yeah. And I said to you at the last break, I said, it's so funny. Like, one day, one glass of wine is like, you know, it's like child's play. The next day, it's like, I can't even get through the alphabet without making a mistake because I just don't, tell. I mean, it's just crazy.
Jeff in Munster, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Waddle and Sylvia, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Great, 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 man. Tom Waddle, my dad was a huge fan. I'm a huge fan as well. But anyway.
Thank you.
My point of call was, this might sound lame or whatever, but I've been, I'm 34 years old and I've been a single bachelor for quite some time now. And I live by myself, and the only, like, the great thing about living by myself right now is it changes nothing. Like, I mean, I'm literally, I just come home, I do my thing, I wash my dishes, or I clean my house, or I go downstairs and work out downstairs, and it's just so peaceful. And I'm not trying to talk bad about having kids, but for me, I mean, it's just nothing much changed.
The 35-year-old me is very jealous.
I would say this is that, you know, I mean, you're in a sweet spot. I mean, this is, you're living the life you want to live. So no one should give you advice on anything. You know what? When it's time for you to make a move and change your style, then you do it.
Yeah, well, it scares the crap out of me, but I tell you what, it's quite peaceful coming home and not having to worry about nothing about what you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
I live many years like that, yeah. Jeff, thank you.
Listen, hey, thank you guys so much for talking to me, man. It's a pleasure. I listen to you guys all the time.
We appreciate you, Jeff. Stay safe.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you. All right. Listen, I mean, that to me is the essence. Jeff is not ready for life to be different. And so he should not get himself involved in a scenario that makes his life different. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Dirty Banana says the best piece
what?
Of advice. Dirty Bananas. Johnny Banana. He says best piece of advice I can give is after washing your hands, and I do this, do not turn off the faucet with your hands. Use the paper towel to turn off the faucet. Send the used paper towel to put on the open, to open the door.
That's a good point.
That's what I've been doing because everyone's touching the handles with dirty hands.
Listen, I think you and I, and I think Abdallah and Meller as well, we were washing our hands excessively in a good way, I think, before you guys moved upstairs, even before all this
crazy. I'm a big hand washer.
Just because the bathroom area was less than stellar.
Just because of our dirty bathroom by the First Midwest Bank
Stadium. Didn't you find yourself, you know, washing your hands more diligently than maybe you had previously because of the situation?
Yeah, I've been ready to, I've been scrubbing in for surgery for quite some time these days.
Yeah, this is nothing new.
Yes.
Rudy says, best piece of advice, don't cut your own son's hair anymore.
That's a good point.
A prop swapper, buddy's a prop swap. No one ever went broke taking a profit.
There you go. Like, I think very, very, I think actually hedging a bet is something that I'm probably more interested in than some people. Because if I can cash a ticket without taking extra risk, I love having that option.
Dude, if you got the Nats at 25-1 going into game 7, I don't know why you wouldn't hedge.
Exactly.
Take the profit.
Take the profit.
This one angry Bulls fan says, if you're hated by your fans and you've failed the organization for years, you should really quit and retire and become a hero again. That advice is for you-know-who.
Yeah, and again, I would turn the table on that person and say, how willing would you be to give up a $2 million a year paycheck?
Peter in Miami, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good.
Good. Piece of advice, honestly, and I have no reason to suck up on you guys, but with all the uncertainty that's going on, you put on the news, you keep on looking at the death toll and everything. best piece of advice is keep on listening to all your guys' shows. It's my daily medicine, especially that I'm going through some difficult times right now. Either I'm playing with my kid or my kids, or you know, cleaning up their mess. I have you guys in my ear all day, so it's just really difficult times for everyone. So we all need to step away from reality a little bit.
Well, Peter, we're thinking about you and better days ahead. Okay,
amen.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, thanks, Peter.
Thanks,
bye, guys.
Peter listens religiously in Miami. Mark's back on the line in Lake Forest. Well, you were going to talk about infectious diseases, and then you started talking about yearbooks.
Yeah, I know. Jesse threw me out. Anyway, real quick, this virus is immensely unpredictable. So every day presents a new challenge. You don't know how it replicates, how it transmits itself, how it mutates, anything like that. So I think MLB doing contingency planning on the potential for a start of the season is prudent, but it's also don't let anyone get out over their skis on what they're doing. I think the other key thing that'll happen probably in about the next week to 10 days is going to be the approval of an antibody test. So all the tests right now are viral load tests, DNA testing. What you need to know is if somebody's got the antibodies to be able to fight it off, because then you can determine who may or may not be able to go out in public freely without contaminating others, if you know what I mean.
Sure. That's good stuff, Mark. There,
yeah,
you go.
It is.
You buried your lead there.
He did. I would say this as well. I don't think Major League Baseball, you know, I don't think they sold any false hope. I think that they just basically let you know that they're talking about this.
Right. Couple of things to get homework for people. ESPN Chicago and the Illinois Broadcasters uniting against hunger. We've talked about this for a couple weeks now, teaming up with all the broadcasters here through this great state. 8 food banks in Illinois responding to the critical need for food caused by COVID-19. Your gift will be processed by the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Northern Illinois Food Bank. You can donate without leaving your home. We've upped the goal, this is awesome, to $1.25 million, $1.25 million. The Illinois Children Healthcare Foundation now matching every dollar donated up to $200,000. Go to feedingillinois.org/unite or text FEEDIL to 91999. Your generous gift will help make sure families in our communities have enough to eat. Good stuff there. And remember to get to work on your talent show stuff. We want to find our most talented listener. Use that hashtag W&S talent.
And I want you guys, the three of you, to decide what it is that you guys do very well, and then find a way to tape it and then also contribute to that.
Ping pong it.